It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse 26, the Bible says, "Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Verse 27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." Don't give him any room, in other words. Neither give place to the devil. Why? Well, it's because your adversary will strive to influence your mind. Remember, the devil is our adversary. And he's trying to influence our mind and irritate our spirit. The Bible says that we're to watch and to pray that he does not get the superiority over us. Do not give the devil room to stand. Don't give in to his many temptations of promising things that are pleasing to the flesh. We fall into that trap many times. Why? Because we're human. Because we think as human beings. Why? Because we're human. But we need to be thinking in the Spirit. We need to stay close to the Lord. Well, we might also say that there is a representation of the devil in one who falsely accuses, a talebearer, a whisperer, or backbiter. And we often find this in local churches. And I've mentioned this before, that that is one way that the devil gets into a church, and a local church, and causes turmoil. And many times the church will, what we call, split because of talebearers. Well, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 11 says, "Even so must their wives." Now, we often think of this as being the preacher's wife or the deacon's wife. When we're thinking about this, it says, "Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober." That doesn't mean that they're about being drunk or not being drunk. That means that they're to be sober-minded. In other words, they're to think properly. It goes on to say, "faithful in all things." I believe this should apply to men as well. We need to watch ourselves within the local church and not be talebearers. 2 Timothy 3:3 says, "without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." And we have those people within mankind. We have those people who lie, those people who cause problems in mankind. But it's even more important to understand that this happens within local churches, and it shouldn't be. We need to stay close to the Lord. I pray that you're not one of these people that go about spreading rumors and causing turmoil within the local church. That is wrong. You're to think spiritually, letting the Holy Spirit lead you. Titus chapter 2 and verse 3 says, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." That means they're not to be a drunk. And once again, this could apply to the men of a congregation as well, especially those people who are of age, or those people who have been saved for a particular length of time, that they behave themselves unto holiness. In other words, they have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They need to act like it. They shouldn't be false accusers, accusing someone of something that they know nothing about. And they should not be drunks. The Bible teaches against drinking alcohol. Whether you realize it or not, the Bible teaches us that we're not to even look upon the wine when it moveth aright. In other words, when it is fermented, you're not to look upon that. And that's the reason that a church is not to use fermented wine in the Lord's Supper, because the fermentation is an indication of sin. It's a representation of sin. So therefore, we're to use the pure grape juice that comes out of the grape, not the fermented juice out of that grape, but we're to use the unfermented juice. That fermentation, once again, is a representation of sin, fermentation. And the Bible goes on to say in Titus 2:3, "teachers of good things." We're not to teach bad things, we're to teach the good things. And let me remind you that this is not only speaking to the preacher, the deacons, the deacons' wives, and then the the pastor's wife and the pastor himself. That's speaking to us as people, the aged women or the aged men, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, no drunks, teachers of good things, not of the bad things. We need to stay true to the Lord. Well, notice once again now, as we look on here, we are not to listen to the talebearer, to the slanderer, who comes to us with accusations, surmisings, and evil speaking against another brother or sister. We're simply not to listen to that. We're not to give them an ear. We're to say, look, I don't want to hear this. Please don't talk like this. This is not right, causing trouble within our local church. We're not to listen to these things. These talebearers are human devils. Now, they may not even be aware of it. They can be used of the devil, not even realize it. They may be the means of making you angry even without any solid pretense. In other words, when they come to you, you automatically would get in the flesh. And what I mean is the hair on your neck stands up. And sometimes you're even ready to fight. But that is getting in the flesh, and that is wrong as well. But we should not be angry at the person. We should be angry at the sin. We should be angry at the devil. We're not to give the devil place in our lives, and neither should we listen to the talebearers' tales. We don't give them place. Once again, it could cause us to be angry. Then we shouldn't do that. But if, unhappily, you should be overtaken in this fault of talebearing or listening to a talebearer, do not let the sun go down upon your wrath according to the word of God. And please keep in mind that if we must be angry at someone, let's be angry at the devil himself. Why? 1 Peter chapter 1 or chapter 5 and verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. You see, the devil is our adversary. He's our enemy. He not only wants to get us, that is, save people out of the way, so we cannot or will not warn people of him and hell. He also wants as many people as possible who are not saved dead and in hell, because he is mankind's enemy. He is the enemy of the saved person. He wants to discredit us. He wants to discredit our testimony with this lost and dying world. And not only with the unsaved people, but he wants to ruin our testimony among our brethren, among our sisters in Christ, among our people within the local church. We need to be upright and forthcoming when it comes to telling the truth. We should not be a talebearer. We should do what God wants us to do and always tell the truth, and don't go around trying to cause trouble. Well, notice with me some things the devil does. Now, we'll go through some of these things, and you've probably been acquainted with this, and if you haven't not been acquainted with the devil, then you need to check up. But notice this. He lays snares for men, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. It says there, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, I believe that we can look a couple of different ways at these verses that I just read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. This could apply to an unsafe person who's listening to the voice of the devil, and once again, that person is really not going to listen to the voice of God at that point, with the exception of hearing the Lord speak to the heart and say, you must be born again. You must take me as your Savior, Jesus would say to the heart through the Holy Spirit. But this could also apply to the saved person who gets caught in the snare of the devil. So many times a Christian, a saved person, will fall captive to his tactics. That person will get out of the will of the Lord, and that is the person who is saved, get out of the will of the Lord and do something that they believe that, once again, they would never be able to be used of God again. Well, that is being caught in the snare of the devil. The Bible teaches us that we who are saved, we need to be in the action. We need to be ready to serve God at any time. We don't want to be in the snare of the devil, but so many times we fall prey to this. As saved people, we get out of the will of the Lord. And as we get out of the will of the Lord, we think, well, God cannot use me any longer. Can I be blunt and say that we sin? When we sin, we get out of the will of the Lord. And many times we get to that point in our lives, we say, what's the use? Now, I'm speaking to saved people. What's the use? I can never be used of God again. But that is the snare of the devil. He wants us to be defeated. He wants us to be in his trap. And that is a trap, the snare of the devil. He wants to take every person who names Jesus Christ out of the ministry. Now, when I speak of the ministry, I'm not only speaking about the preacher. I'm not only speaking about the pastor of the church. I'm speaking about each saved person. We are all in the ministry of the Lord. We are here, placed here as saved people to serve him. We're to minister to other individuals in this life. So each one of us are ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we should never be taken captive by the devil. Now, if you're in a position today where you have thrown in the towel, you need to pick up the towel and go forth. You need to be willing and able to serve God from this point on and say, oh, God, forgive me for failing you. God, forgive me for throwing in the towel. Forgive me, Lord, for lost time. And Lord, from this point on, I will do my best through the Holy Spirit to serve you, to do your will, to listen to your voice and not listen to the voice of the devil. Well, the devil lays snares for men, not only for the unsaved, but for the saved people alike. He lays snares for that person who's never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. He tells that person, you can never be saved. You're too bad. Or he tells that person, you know, you're not so bad. You know, God would not send you to hell because you've done nothing. You haven't killed anyone. You don't do anything really bad. So therefore, God would never send you to hell. Well, that's once again, that's a snare of the devil to the lost person in this world. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. One person might steal something. That is sin. Another person might kill someone. That is sin. Now, we look upon those two sins that I've just mentioned as one being worse than the other, death being worse than stealing something. But in the sight of God, sin is sin. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's only one way that sin has ever been paid for, and that is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done. You can't be good enough. You can't work yourself to heaven. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but being good. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to what? His mercy, that he saves us, that he saved any of us who named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the only way that any person in this world is ever saved. It's by the grace of God. If you've never trusted him, you need to trust him before it's too late. Ask him to come into your heart. There's only one thing waiting for you, and that is the devil's hell, and then to be cast into the lake of fire. Trust him today. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't be caught in the snare of the devil. He wants you to go to hell. Jesus wants you to go to heaven. Trust him today. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.